Friends by Mail. How the Friend Helped Me. I read the story, Buddies for Ben, June 2010. And it reminded me of an experience I had. I was in charge of calling all the boys that didn't come to the Cub Scout meetings. I called one boy who had never been before. The next time we had a meeting, he was there. I was glad he came, and I was glad I called him. Clark L., age 8, Idaho.
The Blue Beets. I like the story, The Blue Beets, and the February 2010 friend because it reminded me to be honest and kind to others. One time I found a blue bracelet at school, and I decided to take it to the lost and found. Another time I was kind when a new girl moved to my school from Africa. She didn't have any friends, so I decided to be her friend. I love the friend. Charity M., age 8, Utah.
I love the friend. One of my favorite stories from the March 2010 friend was the love of a father. It showed that John Taylor loved his son very much. He risked his life to go back and get Joseph's wooden rocking horse. I love the friend. I can feel the spirit when I read it. Christopher E., age 13, Utah.
Sharing bread. When my siblings and I were traveling with my grandparents, we stopped on Sunday to go to church. When we got there, we saw that the ward did not have any sacrament bread. Luckily, we had some bread in our car for making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We got to eat our own bread for sacrament, and we even had enough for sandwiches later. Aspen E., age 9, Tennessee.
Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. End of Friends by Mail.